I see you already writing copious notes. No? No notes? All right, we're back. I thought you were going to jump in there. We're back and we have a special guest back. Episode 26. We have another drive-by visitor.
Our daughter and my mother asked if the voice at the end, Mock the Podcast, was
yours.
Me.
Yeah.
Because I'm the voice of your voicemails. And they were disappointed to find out it's not me.
It's not you. No.
Nope.
No. We brought in a special talent just for
I know
that
you
one,
did. So. I know.
All right. So 26. So last time we chatted a little bit about our personal life, of course, and how our sort of brush with greatness, right? So thought we'd do another fun sort of team up adventure. We'll call this the Batman Brave and the Bold. He always has a team up, right? And we also did, where last time you did, a bunch of clinics and charrettes, as you're fond of saying,
workshops
and whatnot with famous people. We actually did one together with
famous
another
designers.
With another, oh, hey, they're famous people to us. They're famous. So, and we can make this a series. We can do like a Mount Rushmore designers. We can do, you know, conferences and things we've been to together, which could be fun. But I thought it would be kind of interesting to share about another clinic we did since the last time we chatted.
Yeah.
And we both did it was just a one day with Stefan Sagmeister, which was interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So this was, how many years ago was that now? I mean, this was a while back.
Well, I think it was less than 5 years ago, because do you remember at the very end,
he had us write
a letter, and I think he said he was going to mail it back to us in 5 years.
I think it was 3 years, but we never got our letters.
No, I think it was five.
Oh, was it five?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it was in 2018, because we were doing some things around the house at that time.
All right. I'm bad with space and time, so. I'm good with advertising, design, and layout and proportion.
Look at our Facebook memories, and you'll find it.
Spatially reliant. Mm-hmm. So we got the opportunity to jump on board a one-day workshop with him over at SCAD Atlanta, mm-hmm. which is super fun.
Yeah.
I believe, were you still teaching? You weren't teaching anymore, but we still basically knew a lot of the professors over at SCAD Atlanta.
No, I get a lot of those emails, you know, like, do you want to do a career thing?
Okay.
Do you want to do this? And it was, hey, Sagmeister, and this is open to alumni and current students.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, Don was like 1997.
Oh, no.
So is he, and they were like, totally, totally want him there. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
we are accepted.
Yeah, so we get there, super cool. He's a remarkably tall man.
Oh my God, he's humongous.
And he had a great run on like all the print magazines and communication arts and everything in the 90s, 2000s. He later went on, he had his own studio, then he partnered with Walsh, I know, Sagmeister Walsh, and then I believe they have now split, and she is just Ann Walsh, and he's off doing his own thing. He's doing a lot of interesting infographic sort of work. He's designing a lot of clothes now. He's doing a lot of repurposing of paintings. He's got an interesting thing going on too. So,
and does he still take that sabbatical? Like, doesn't he do that every three?
I don't know. I don't know if he does.
7 years.
I don't know if he does or not. Okay. At the time when we met him, he was very. I don't want to say famous, but one of his things was he would work for 7 years and then take 1 year off.
Right. Right? And one time it was in Bali. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. The most recent one when we met him, he was talking about being in Bali, and it's full like. Shut down the studio, shut everything down. Like, I'm out. Don't email me. I'm not doing any work, nothing. And he was kind of getting back to his roots and doing personal projects and doing all, you know, the things that he loved to do and whatnot.
Right, right.
And he would go to a different country and basically live there for a full year, I believe.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah. I mean, gosh, all of us were like, I mean, we were like having kids, like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing in the world, right? So he came to SCAD. We did this. Shout out to SCAD Atlanta. We did the one-day workshop, and do you remember what the assignment was?
Was it Bank of America?
It wasn't Bank of America, but it was a bank. It was basically redesign an entire brand and an approach and everything for a bank. I don't remember the name of the bank. I'm sure we've got all the work.
Was it maybe a fictional bank?
Yeah, I think it was a fictional bank.
The Atlanta Bank or something like that?
Okay. Yeah. And it was, when last we chatted, you had joked about, hey, you didn't sleep for a week. This wasn't that, but it was one of those just jam as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah. I remember they brought pizza in and people wouldn't even go grab the pizza because they didn't want to take a break.
Yeah. That's funny. and you know, he would kind of meander, you know, he launched the project. We all kind of run off, do our own little thing. And then he kind of meander around and do interesting touch points with us throughout the day. The end of the day was a composition of everyone's work together.
Correct.
And then he basically, you know, kindly ripped everybody a new one at the end, you know, going through everybody's feedback and things
except
like that.
For you. I think you won that one. You won that.
I don't know if I won that one, but I mean, we're getting to the end of the story here, but I do remember he didn't have anything negative to say about anything that I had done.
Right.
So I'll call that a positive and move on, you know, mm-hmm. like, but again, it, just like your Massimo example, we had a wide variety of people in their careers at that time. Right. So, it's reasonable to expect that if you are, you know, a grad student or someone new in your career, you might not necessarily be as fast as somebody like us who's been doing it for 20 years or so. So, I mean, I'm really able to just jam out, you know, a plethora very, very quickly a time constraint like that. Right. As we often are fond of saying, a catchphrase that you are fond of saying and has permeated
into this
agency. Is this
circa 2007?
Yeah. What do we always say?
Deadlines compel focus.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to give that a circle R with a credit to you for that one.
Thank you.
We did the workshop. We did all sorts of crazy stuff, and it was super fun. What memories do you have of Sagmeister and sort of the approach? Any interesting thoughts because it's funny, we went to that thing together.
Yeah.
And we may have sat close to each other, but I don't know that we talked the entire day.
We sat next to each other. I don't remember if you put in some earbuds or what. I remember a girl who was in the Vignelli workshop that we referenced earlier. Okay. She was sitting on the other side of me, and she was working at Coke at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a lot. I mean, it went really fast.
Yeah.
It was kind of just fun to be in the same room as him and watch him interact and teach other students. I really did take away that he kind of stayed away from you and me. I mean, we were almost more his contemporaries.
Yeah.
I don't know if we introduced ourselves and explained that at the time I was a professor of graphic design.
Yeah.
I'm sure you didn't say you ran a shop, but...
No. Probably not.
You probably just said you were a creative director.
Well, if we were to toot our own horn a little bit, I mean, we're on our own podcast and we can say whatever we want.
Mm.
But I think it's safe to say that we maybe didn't need as much tutelage or guidance to get to push the envelope further than potentially some of the other students.
Yeah.
I say students for the populace of people in there. Not everybody in there was a student, of course. Most people had graduated. But... you know, we didn't need as much attention, I guess. You know, it was an interesting experience. Mm-hmm. I really was looking forward to seeing how he creative directed a room full of people.
Yeah.
Right. And what the approach was.
Yeah.
And banking, you know, hey, it's a kind of a conservative thing. It's not like we're doing these crazy, wacky, wackadoodle graphics. I mean, I definitely pushed mine out as far as I felt like I could.
Yeah. Do you remember what yours looked like? Because I don't really recall mine, which means it was really great.
I think I used like a deconstructed stencil typeface where like the letter forms weren't always connected together.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely, it was a mix of old and new. And I think part of the approach was using Linocut graphics and sort of illustrative qualities from currency, from money.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So I had kind of that old sort of established, like super complicated, crazy one color layouts and design elements, right? But then paired that with very, very modern type, right? To be contemporary.
And, right.
So I think that was part of the, I'd have to go back and dig it up.
Yeah, know, I was thinking the same thing. I'm going to search on my laptop.
Yeah, we were doing some animations and some,
yeah, I mean,
so
you,
did some
you
ads,
pulled
a,
you pulled an animation together really quickly and
yeah.
everybody, that
everybody
kind of
like,
blew
whoa!
Everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think we're also writing taglines. I mean, we're doing all sorts of crazy stuff for that thing. I mean, I just kept kind of going and going and going and going until the clock stopped.
I remember it was neat being in the room with you because you and I do not collaborate professionally too often.
No.
And it was just a really nice experience. I mean, we'll say this probably 5 more times if I come back ever.
Yeah.
But
well, it depends on how many ratings we get for these episodes.
Design school is utopia, you know? And for you and I to be there not dealing with a client and just dealing with the project was pretty cool. You know, we didn't have to turn it into somebody. We didn't have to defend it. We didn't have to send it to a printer.
Yeah. We could kind of just do what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then, you know, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
He's a really interesting guy. He's, you know, personally, he couldn't be any farther from the two of us. Again, he can take a sabbatical, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that was sort of an interesting conversation to touch on with him. That's sort of something I remember. I think I...
Oh, I was just going to ask you, I mean, as we kind of think about maybe wrapping this one up, I was going to ask you if you had any interesting, funny little touch points and whatnot of your memory of interacting with him. Because I've got one that's kind of stuck with me.
Yeah, I think I asked him a question about, like, you know, was he giving up something personally to be such a rock star professional?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And I don't think that went over so well with him.
Interesting.
But he was still, he's a nice guy.
Super nice guy. Well, we had met him once before, too, at an AIGA conference up in Memphis, I believe.
Yeah, and I'd seen him speak a few times. I have a book that's signed by him. I mean, he wants to give back. I mean, he's a teacher at heart. Yeah. So what's yours?
So my funny story is, and I don't know how this came up, but it was about... records and the availability of music. Do you remember this?
Is that No, not at all.
Okay, so it was one of those, he had talked about how he had gotten a new record player and, like, you know, super awesome, like, you know, audio technical, whatever stuff. I don't even know what I'm talking, you know, and had the speakers and had designed the room to listen to music to in a certain way, right?
Oh, nice.
And, you know, vinyl, you know, as opposed to digital music and things like that. And so the point of the story that he was sharing with everybody, though, was he was coming to the conclusion that the more readily available and the easier the music is to listen to is directly proportionate to how shitty the music actually was. Right. And he was kind of holding court and doing this whole thing on, like, if it's easy, if you can just flip a device and hit play and listen to the music, like you turn on the radio or whatever, the music is generally speaking terrible. But if you have to work for the craft and you have to find the vinyl and you have to place it in the thing and you have to close the thing and move the, and you have to sit on a couch at a certain angle to let with the speakers at the whatever like
right,
that,
right.
It makes the experience of music infinitely better.
Well, that's probably why live music is amazing.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, so again, I mean, this is through the filter of my memory. And did he say those? Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? But it's, I've always kind of stuck with that funny little aspect of, oh yeah, if it's readily available, it's bad. But if you have to hunt for it, you know, it's worth it. You know what I mean? That type of thing.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by.
Hey,
super
thanks
fun.
For having, I mean, this is
super fun, right?
I am flattered to be here. I love a good podcast.
You're welcome anytime. I know you consume a lot of podcasts compared to myself, for example.
Yeah.
All right. Where can everybody find... Why don't you do the outro? Where can everybody find us?
Mock the Agency. On the socials.
Yeah.
On the interwebs, as Rob likes to say.
Yeah. All right.
Leave us a review.
All right.
Our middle daughter just left a review.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't think I knew that yet. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll chat with you next time. All right. And Rachel, you're welcome back anytime.
Ah, thanks.
Yeah, you are welcome.